When I was in eighth grade at the John F. Kennedy Middle School in Winooski, Vermont, we had a teacher, Marcel Trottier. We called him Mad Dog Trottier. He was a little guy, and even as eighth graders, we were bigger than he was. We all hated him. I mean, we hated his guts. I have no idea what subject he taught or where he is today. His favorite expression was, "Do the right thing." Well, when we were doing the wrong thing, you know, goofing off like eighth grade kids do, he would get right up in our faces and in a very loud voice would say, "You're doing the wrong thing." Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru here with your weekly pep talk. My goal is to teach restaurant owners, managers, and chefs just like you to focus on eight basic fundamentals that lead to a better life and financial freedom. Today, we're going to discuss how you can do the right thing. And I'm also going to tell you the rest of the Mad Dog story at the end of this pep talk. Right thing number one, protect the golden goose. The story of the golden goose goes like this. There was once a countryman who possessed the most wonderful goose you could imagine. Every day when he visited the nest, the golden goose had laid a glittering golden egg. The owner took the golden eggs to the market to sell them, and he became very rich very quickly. But it was not long before the owner began to get greedy. He wanted his riches faster, so he cut the goose open to get at all the eggs at once so he could become really, really, really rich. But to his surprise, there were no golden eggs inside the goose, and his precious goose was dead. The owner had killed the golden goose. There will be no more golden eggs ever again. Oops, game over. Your restaurant is the golden goose. It has to live through this crazy time. It has to live for many years to come. You have to make the decisions that best protect the restaurant, the golden goose, both in the short term and the long term. What's the best thing today? And what is the best thing that will keep the restaurant alive after all this craziness is over for the long haul? That's what you must figure out. And that's why you are the boss. You must protect your reputation and your character. Your reputation must be strong after all this is over and things come back to normal. You must be smart and make smart decisions. You must seek counsel with the smartest people you can find. You must do the right thing for yourself, your family, your people, and your community. Don't be greedy. Don't be stupid. Don't be scared. You will make it through this and you will survive. This too shall pass. You will survive and you will live to see another day. Just remember, whatever you do to protect the golden goose, your restaurant is the goose. You are the goose and your reputation is the goose. The right thing number two, this is the time to prove that you care about your people. Be honest. Tell them the truth. Don't bullshit them. They're not stupid. Be proactive. Be the first to tell them the good and the bad news. Let them hear it from you. Communicate. Call them at home. Ask how they're doing. Ask how their kids are. Ask if there's anything you can do for them. Isn't that what you would hope your superiors and leaders would do for you? Isn't that really the right thing? I mean, put yourself in their shoes. Treat them the way that you would want to be treated. Some of your people live paycheck to paycheck. Hey, I know some of you restaurant owners also live paycheck to paycheck. Well, what would you want you to do in this situation if you were them? What would your mother expect you to do? What would the biggest, most awesome person that you know do in this situation? When you figure it out, that's what you need to do. Okay, the right thing number three, don't sell your soul for $600. I have to look at myself in the mirror after all this is over. I have to live with my decisions. I have to respect myself after this is over. I want to know that I did my best. I want to know that I did the right thing. Hey, I'm never going to cheat you out of $5 or $5,000 because I can't live with myself. I'm never going to get caught trying to screw somebody out of a few bucks because I'm not that guy. The people are going to remember how we're treated after this. If I take advantage of you over a few bucks, you're going to figure it out and you'll never trust me again. I will have lost the most important thing I have, my integrity, my character, and your trust. I will never sell my reputation for any amount of money. I can't live with that for any price. Think about it like this. If I cheat you out of your pay by 10 bucks, just to save a little bit. I mean, 10 bucks times 20 or 30 people, that adds up quick. But if I cheat a person, they know it. If I cheat a customer by adding a charge tip to their bill and I don't tell them, they're going to figure it out and they're not going to come back. It's really simple. They figure out I'm a shithead and I'm a loser and they don't trust me ever again. They never trust me again. What am I without trust? What am I without my reputation as a square shooter? What are you without the trust and respect of your people? The answer is nothing. See, when we cheat our people and they figure it out, we become worthless or worth far less. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm simply telling you that what you do defines you. It defines who you are and it defines how important I am to you as your employee or your underling. Difficult times reveal us. They show the world who we really are and what we stand for, what we believe in, and what we truly value. Difficult times reveal our truth and our soul to our people and the world. This week, your homework assignment is to do the right thing. Your people are watching, your community is watching, and the person in the mirror is watching. And they will remember what you do and who you are by your actions today. Not by what you say tomorrow when the danger is past. They'll remember what you do today. And this brings us back to the beginning with the rest of the Mad Dog Trotter story. Okay, so we're back with my eighth grade teacher, Mad Dog Trotter. Toward the end of the school year, in May of 1973, I organized a school trip to see the Montreal Expos play the Atlanta Braves at Jerry Park in Montreal. Montreal was only 90 miles away from where we lived. This trip was a big deal. We'd been looking forward to it for a very long time. A night baseball game in Montreal. We were going to see Hank Aaron. Wow. A lot of planning went into this trip. We had to raise the money. We needed to hire a bus driver and get a special permit to go to Canada. We needed two parental chaperones and one school chaperone. We were okay with all the parental chaperones, but we had two guys. We had my dad and another guy. But at the last second, our school chaperone backed out. I'm talking like noon on the day of the game, when we're all supposed to leave at 3:15, right after school. We had nobody to fill the chaperone spot. The trip was dead in the water, about to be canceled. I went around our little school and begged every member of the faculty, and nobody would do it. Not the principal, not the assistant principal, not the guidance counselors, not Mr. Johnson, not Mr. Atkins. Nobody was interested. We were all really disappointed, brokenhearted. All our money was about to go down the drain. My homeroom teacher, Mad Dog Trotter, couldn't help us because he was out sick. I mean, he was really sick with something like pneumonia, and he'd been out for weeks. But I was a desperate little dude, so guess what I did? I found his home number, and I sucked it up and called him. Now, remember, this was the old days, like 1973, so we had no cell phones and no text. I called from a payphone, and I actually got his wife on the phone, who said he was sick in bed and no way was he going to Canada for some stupid baseball game. But then, in the background, I heard some arguing and a loud discussion in French. Remember, this was Vermont, 90 miles from Montreal. We had a lot of French Canadians in our area. Then Mrs. Trotter said the magic words. He said he will be there. So we boarded the bus at 3:15, waiting for old Mad Dog to show up. I remember waiting and starting to get nervous. Maybe he wasn't coming. Maybe he was just sick of us and he hated us back for being so mean to him all year long. Then we spotted his car, his shitty little beat-up car, as it pulled into the parking lot. Then he got out of his car and he stuck his hands and his arms up in the air like Rocky at the top of the stairs in Philadelphia. I'll never forget it. It was pandemonium. We were all screaming and cheering like we just won the Super Bowl. Mad Dog Trottier was a hero. Our hero. Now, I don't remember much else. I don't remember the game. But what I do remember is he became our favorite teacher ever. It was a great end of the year for him and for us. And I'll never forget the day Mr. Trottier did the right thing. He walked the talk, his talk. He showed us what integrity and character were all about. He showed us what caring about other people looked like, and I'll never forget it. Now, even today, 47 years later, I still get goosebumps and a little tear in my eye. This man is a legend in my mind. Marcel Trottier taught me and a bus full of middle school kids to do the right thing. Today, you're the boss, and your people are all looking to you for guidance and leadership. And some of them are kids, and some of them have kids, and some of them are broke, and some of them are scared, real scared. I urge you to be brave and to be strong, and most of all, to do the right thing today. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. Do the right thing. Thanks for listening. Now I want you to stay safe and healthy, and I'll see you next week.